Real quick though, I heard you won best R&B artist at the BET Award, best female artist. I said, "Chisel, I made it." Okay,
okay. Yeah, boy, fuck you. Nah, but for real, Dr. Pepper is nah. I've had this on my heart all week. Like,
okay,
and Dr. Pepper sponsors like people. Dr. Pepper has absolutely nothing to do with anything we say or our views. So, Dr. Pepper sponsors us. Right. Dr. Pepper is like the best worst soda ever. Like, name me a better worst soda than Dr. Pepper.
Give an explanation of what you mean best worst.
Yeah, like, I kind of get what he's saying.
It's the
like,
best of the worst soda. Like.
Yeah. But like, it's hard to not like it. Like, Tony made that status one day talking about some who the fuck drank Dr. Pepper. I'm like, nigga, who don't?
And I said a cool crisp.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper on a hot summer's day.
Yeah.
I mean.
I went and got one today.
Nah, for real. Them shit's crisp.
Yeah. I'd rather have
Cheer One.
Nah.
I like, I actually started doing some research on
Sam's Choice version.
I have you know that Dr. Pepper is a blend of 23 flavors.
It says it on the label.
Oh, does it? Yeah, it does.
Is the sweet one the dye? That's a dye.
Oh, right?
It's the dye.
It's the white. It's the white bitch. Oh. Yeah.
But y'all get what I mean, though.
I get what you're saying.
You get what I mean.
So is it like it's bottom tier, but it's the best bottom tier soda? Is that what you're saying? You said the best.
It ain't Sprite, but it's.
I don't know how I feel about Sprite.
So like,
what do you think is the worst soda?
Root beer. Any kind.
A&W.
A&W just screams KKK. Like, it does. Like, it just
Sundrop and Mountain Dew.
Sundrop is worse because Sundrop ain't got no carbonation to it. It's just like drinking flat Mountain Dew.
You know what gives Dr. Pepper a run for its money? Like the Chinese buffet, Sunkist. Like
just the Chinese buffet.
Just the Chinese buffet. Like
Sunkist. Not McDonald's Sprite.
Sunkist in the nah. McDonald's Sprite is like that's,
top tier.
Yeah,
top tier. Echelon.
Yeah, like, that shit you gotta like.
Yeah, that shit sizzling in the back of your throat.
Right.
By the way, Kirk Franklin and the baby need to make a song. Like, and it specifically needs to be Kirk Franklin featuring the baby. Like,
how you think that's gonna work out?
I just be like.
He's made it like that now?
Yeah.
He's definitely made
but
it.
But like the only thing yeah. is, I don't know if the baby can make a song about, you know, God without mentioning getting his dick sucked.
Yeah. Can you say that in the word of God, though? Like,
I believe, like, I came up with a bar earlier today that I just feel like the baby would say on the Kirk Franklin track.
Say
the first one.
Yeah, like, the first
off the
bar.
Gate. Yeah, it's off gate. Yeah, yeah.
The first bar. What did I say? Hold on. Let me.
You gonna play it?
Let me make sure I don't misquote
yourself.
Misquote myself.
Play the video.
I don't know if it's the audio quality.
Put it up to the mic.
I don't know the audio quality. So I just feel like the baby and say, "God save me over the deep throat." hold on. Like on the.
God, I'm gonna cancel it.
Now, I'm just saying, like, if the baby was on the Kirk Franklin song, I just feel like his first bar gonna be, "God sent me a hoe with a deep throat. Dick this long, thank you God for the cheat code." Like, that just sounds like some the baby shit.
Yeah, I can see it now.
And Kirk Franklin with the ad lib in the back.
"Duh, baby, are you with me?" Oh, yeah.
I actually came up with another line too, but I just felt like, you know, out of need. Nah, it slapped. Because what I thought was, you know, "Sat my kids on her tongue like a couch, Home Depot." I was like, okay. Mars. That's the baby, Nick.
Edit that.
I almost made a Thriller video.
Yeah, I made it.
The baby. Like, whenever he about to drop a song, he'd do a snippet on a Thriller video.
And get us all excited. Then we hit a song like, fuck. Like,
yeah, same yeah. shit.
Same shit. It's the same goddamn song he dropped.
I'm going to listen, though.
I'm going to listen.
They asked me to switch up the flow. Thought you never asked. Continue rapping.
Continue rapping the same. But He found his niche and he got to keep it though. Just like we said with Black, he got to just he got a niche. He got to keep it.
So last year was the baby's year. D-Black, this year is Lil
Baby. What's D-Black niche? That's who you talking about?
Nah, the rapper.
Would you agree? Last year, 2019 was the baby's year. Yeah. In terms of rapping, mm-hmm. 2020 thus far has been
Lil Baby. He's getting a lot of praise.
And bro, nobody's had a. They say he's been going crazy. They haven't had a climb like this in forever. Like, yeah. Even when Drake came out, he was hyped, but he wasn't like as hyped. He was already hyped, so we were expecting this from Drake. Lil Baby, he gave us some mixtapes here and there. It was cool, but then he gave us My Turn. And we was like, shit, you know what I mean? Like, so then Bigger Pictures dropped, and now at the perfect time. So
he just went ahead and solidified himself.
Yeah, it's July, and I don't think nobody in the next 5 months can make it.
Who's the best Atlanta rapper?
Ever?
You about to say Ludacris.
Hmm. Ever of all time?
T.I. When you go lyrics, quantity, like quality and catalog, it's T.I. It would be Andre 3000 if he gave us an album that was his. He gave us more. Yeah, but without that, I'm going T.I. And second is Jeezy. Ludacris might be third.
Fuck is Gucci chopped liver?
Yeah. Compared to them, yeah.
Nah, King bro. Of Decatur. I thought you was from Birmingham.
Yeah. It's T.I., bro. And somebody said Roddy. And like it's like 2020, but Roddy ain't gave us nothing in 2020 for real.
So what a lot of people don't know is like
it's R&B. No. Oh, okay.
Roddy was floating like between late 2018 and 2019. Like he
gave us Ball and
then he took off.
I mean, he had took off before that because like, every season was money.
Feed the Streets 2.
But what I'm saying is, like, really, Ballin' was the one where he took off.
No.
You don't think
so? No. Because I've been balling out every season. No, some niggas had never been.
I know amazing. Every season was fire, yeah. But I'm saying Ballin' was like the one that I feel like got him to where he could drop Please Excuse My Whatever, Whatever.
Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial.
And for it to pop the way it did.
Like, Roddy Ricch is my like, currently my favorite artist, of course.
Same hair, yeah.
Yeah, of course, Drizzy Drake, the GOAT God, whatever. Yeah, he is, like.
Hey, can we admit that Future did better than him on Grammys?
I have to listen to it again.
Okay, we're going to listen to it because he Future.
Like you want a trophy or something? You gonna think I want a grab?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to re-listen. I can't just admit that. Like, yeah.
But 2020 is Lil Baby, and it's like I don't think it's even close. Or it's, I don't even think Drizzy would have to Drizzy or Jay-Z would have to drop a front to back great album to even outdo. And I don't think they would.
You start listening to his mixtape.
I got here songs here and there I listen to. Deep Pockets, Chicago Freestyle is hard not to listen to.
Yeah, when I go to like my Drake list, my first option is always
Tootsie Slide. No. I knew it.
As far as album or body of work, my first option is always Nothing Was the Same. Like
that's his best album.
Just hearing Tuscan Leather going to work in the morning just does
say. AB, too. I got your CD, you get an E for effort.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I go in and have a killer fucking day. You know what I mean? It's a monster day.
But it's me, Chizzy, and MJ, Derek.
He quit again.
Yeah, bro.
But it's 2 weeks. Right.
So, all right, we done babbled.
Speaking of rap, August out here. August wild. September, whatever his name is.
I'm just tired of him coming in public crying. Let's start there before we get into this drama he done brought my dog Will Smith in. Like him and the cameras, and as soon as August I seen Alzheimer's, whatever the fuck this is, like get in front of a camera, bro, he start fucking crying.
And this time he pulled up like Blanche from Golden Girls and got to singing. Like, literally.
Who was that interview with Charlotte McGay?
Charlotte McGay.
Angela G. Y'all got some names.
Got some names like, over there.
I understand, you know, he's had some, I guess, mental issues of some sort.
Some issues.
Yeah, I get it.
Jada is a predator. We ain't going to no Rock Nation brunch.
Can you Give me an explanation.
Okay, you said so that, yeah. I did say it. So if we're going to hold the same energy across the board, women get mad at men when they see a woman, she's in a volatile state, and they play to her weaknesses at the time and take advantage of her and then leave her. Same thing with August Alsina.
Because August Alsina almost sounded like Azriel when she was abducted by R. Kelly. You know what I mean?
He lost his sister, took her kids, dealing with lupus. Then he loses his mama too. And she's like, I'm a mentor you. Hey, and you're taking...
My man fell in love with her. Like,
bruh, it's hard not to.
You don't think it's Stockholm Syndrome? Like, a lot of this is made up? Stockholm, you know,
she
like,
did it. Whatever. Hey,
somebody said the ratings on her Red Table Talk like plummeted.
Hey, whatever.
Man, it's about to go up because she said
I'm gonna heal myself by talking to myself.
Whatever it was, she did that shit.
She did that shit. Yeah, she's. Well, somebody made a valid point today. Like, you know, because it's Jada, it's okay. But if it would have been Will, oh my God, they would have dragged Will through the mud.
But the thing is, I've also seen a small clip where, and again, you know how people do. You see small clips, people take it out of context. I don't know what the full clip states or where. What's wrong with you, bro? That's your second time.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the full clip states, but the clip I seen was Jada, you know, talking to Will saying, you knew when, you know, when we got together, when you with me, you know, we going to be together. Even if I'm on this side of the house with somebody else and you're on that side of the house with somebody else, as long as you understand that at the end of the day, we're going to be here together. And we've always heard the rumors flow.
That they were swingers.
That they were in open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I just felt like...
Will Dick little. Will Dick got to be little, okay? Because black women territorial.
I feel like in about a week, we're going to hear of like, Will Smith and Jada like suing August Alsina. I bet you they had him sign a non-disclosure.
And
like people of that stature, like when you do shit like that, like you typically have people sign non-disclosures. Like you keep your fucking mouth shut. You know what I mean? Like this nigga went on TV and got vulnerable.
Or Will Smith and wanted to be in touch
with his inner emotions.
Probably
because he
had, August did though. I heard
August about to drop an album.
Because. I'm gonna listen.
You gonna listen now?
I mean, all this build up. I don't
want to hear it.
August ain't bad though. Like he has made good music. Like niggas forgot. Like he fell off for like what the last maybe 5 years.
And what you tell me? I gotta let him go.
But he was going through things. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm just tired of him coming on camera crying. Like, bro, we don't want to see that shit, man. Go get help.
Yeah. Jada was supposed to be his help.
Yeah, I mean, like,
and she tricked him, took advantage of him.
She just told him, like, I'm gonna have you on Red Table Talk.
I feel like he need to go talk to Steve Harvey.
He gonna leave him worse shape than where he came.
He gonna have him thinking like a woman, like he already is. Like, fuck it. No.
Or Steve Wilkos, one of them niggas. Yeah. One of them niggas, Jerry Springer. He need to go on them shows. Yeah. Like,
he basically, that's Angela McGee. She
ain't say nothing the whole time.
She's Jerry Springer. Right. She mean to tell me, you fuck Jada Pinkett.
But that nigga nobody was like,
I bet we'll know now. And then boom.
I seen a portion of the video. That nigga said, if I die today, I would be at peace with knowing that I have felt what love is.
I'm going to tell you clearly
this nigga is still sick in the head.
I'm going to tell you like this. If she got boxed like that, I don't want it.
Somebody said, I wonder who pussy more powerful, Jada Box or Erica Badu Box.
She turned every one of them niggas into checkerboard wearing pants niggas.
I want both of them.
Yeah, because Andre 3000 used to dress like a hood nigga.
and then
them bombs over Baghdad, he had them
bell bottoms. I seen somebody say Erica Badu got that splash.
Like, she sold that splat, and I think that's the name of it, too.
That splat.
Yeah, like.
Didn't she come out with some pussy body splash?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
and it sold out in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
I tried. I was in line. Going to work smelling like Eric.
Like Eric.
Like Eric, fuck you mean.
So, but it, long lost in all this. Like, he might be the worst side nigga ever.
Okay. Yeah, he lost. Right. He now, lost his way.
Yeah, he lost his way.
Hear me out, Justin.
As a professional,
you're a millionaire. When I say a millionaire, like, you got, like, let's say your net worth is fucking $600 million. I think that's close to what we're willing.
Yeah.
Right.
I deserve cheat.
Right. Okay, and you're in a relationship, and let's say your lady like is almost equivalent, maybe a little bit less than you. She's worth
Jada not worth it.
I'm just saying, for the sake of the conversation, yeah, like her best let's say she's worth it. She's so worth
said Badoosie.
But let's say your woman is worth $50 million. So like with those numbers, if y'all didn't work out, she would still be fine. Perfectly fine on her own. Would you be okay with, at that point, being in an open relationship?
On my end, yeah.
And she can't do nothing.
She better shut the fuck up.
Why? Remember, she don't need you.
I definitely don't need her. She needs me more than I need her.
You do that every episode.
Just Android ass
nigga. Leave your phone alone.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
But now,
D-Black, come back.
Please do.
But yeah. No, boss, it's serious shit. No, I get the whole open relationship thing. And I get that. But you just need to know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. Obviously, looking at this, August was not a nigga you needed to fuck with.
Not going through it.
Like, I wonder if Jada didn't see from a mile away that this nigga was going to tell. First of all, any of us but Jada Pickers, we talk.
Hey, I'm telling you.
We going to let the world know.
she gonna come up here, red table style. Yeah. Come up here, we leaking the news.
Nah, I ain't going to tell nobody, but it's going to be a lot of pronouns on Twitter.
So the thing she gave me the best like, pussy Wheels, last night. Yeah. Wheels spokesperson came out and all they said was it wasn't truthful. What part of it isn't truthful? That you gave your blessing?
Will said he didn't give nobody his fucking blessing.
That don't mean Jada ain't give the boss.
I know. He just said he didn't give a blessing.
Yeah.
I believe she gave that box up.
Like, I feel like Will is like, I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to know about it.
If you know what I'm saying? But if you was in an open relationship, wouldn't you want to know?
I think it's don't bring me nothing back.
Don't bring me nothing back and don't bring nothing here.
Yeah.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
But how you know? But how
like you'll never have then? Herpes if you don't go get tested.
I mean,
like my dog Trump said, the coronavirus numbers will stop if we stop testing. What you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah.
He said less people will die from coronavirus if we just stop testing.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Because niggas still gonna die regardless.
Yeah, they could die.
Didn't he say put disinfectant, take a shot of disinfectant?
Yeah. He said he was joking.
Yeah, no. Man,
whatever.
He said he was joking.
Yeah, niggas, he looked like a joker.
Yeah, literally. But I just don't understand.
He that.
Huh?
That,
oh, yeah. Cheese puffs. Yeah. But now some serious shit though. But
R.I.P. Aunt Jemima.
Y'all see her family like telling black people, y'all chill. Like, This is the family legacy. We get royalties off her picture being on the bottle. Y'all shut,
be broke.
Yeah, yeah, y'all shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But on some open relationship shit, you wouldn't want to know?
I know. Because a part of me is still going to have some kind of jealousy.
So, but
just knowing a nigga is
drilling your
first
bitch.
Of all.
Ain't y'all sleeping in the
first of all,
bed?
I don't know. For the umpteenth time, I'm going to have to reiterate that. I ain't packing like that. So there's a very strong probability. I would say there's an 80% chance.
I said 90. 90.
Speak for yourself.
It's 102% chance.
There's an 80% chance that any man go pluck her after I do. Like, you know, bringing something bigger than I am to the table.
Yeah. Facts.
So, I don't want to know about it.
Reason I say I want to know is because I'd rather know this is what this bitch is out here doing than wondering why she's gone. You know what I'm saying?
What if it's an agreement where, all right, look, we're in an open relationship. You're going to fuck, you know, please, you know, for the respect of our whatever is left of the relationship. Once you're in an open relationship, can you please, you know, use some kind of contraceptive, strap up, make sure the nigga wear a condom, you know, can you have like some kind of an agreement like that? I'd be like, I would much rather do that than know about every time you about to go lay in bed with a nigga. Let's take a
step further. Would you put a limitation on the people?
Are you talking about from a numerical standpoint? Who the person is?
Who? So, like, would it be certain people you're like, nah, don't fool with them?
I mean, I would hope your homeboy ain't trying to pluck your wife. You know what I mean?
I hope your wife ain't trying to pluck your homeboy.
Yeah, like, I seen a nigga on Twitter today saying, like, you know, him and his girl had a threesome with his homeboy. And his girl just...
My bad. Again.
Why do you keep doing that? I get you're addicted
to that laptop. My bad.
You know what I mean? But
I seen a nigga say he had a threesome with his homeboy. I commented. I said, one, that's not your bitch no more.
Yeah.
Two, that's your nigga bitch now. Yeah. Three, y'all weird. Nah, I'm just saying y'all weird. And yeah, you're in a relationship with that boy now too. And four, she belongs to the streets. Probably. Belongs to the streets.
White people do that constantly, though.
Cuckolds.
Ain't that what it's called? Like, white people love that shit. Yeah.
Ain't that what it's called?
Not because I'm white. It's just because
I do watch the porno with the white husband sitting on the couch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the cuckold.
And the nigga with the horse mold.
They fluid.
The LeBron James of porn.
LeBron James a dick.
Magic Johnson's straight son, you know?
No Rock Nation brunch. We sorry. Beyonce, you made Megan Thee Stallion.
I seen them videos, so... I see, and yes, they may be taboos, whatever they call them, but...
No, they do that. Like, I know. White men pay black men to fuck their wife.
They on Craigslist. Like
I look through the ads.
Go to the for service section.
And I send them when I send them a picture of me like, no, not my type. They have a face and dick and then they be like they see the nigga with no.
They respond, you're white, baby.
No, I hate not my type.
August, I seen it. Stop your shit. stop your shit.
But let's be real.
Hey, can we get August on the show? We need to get August on the show.
I think we can afford it. If we put $100 in a piece, we
can get him.
But I just don't want him come up here crying, man. I don't have time for that shit.
I'm gonna be him the fuck.
Nah, I'm not. Cause I'm gonna want to. All right, what's wrong? You know, like.
Yeah.
I ain't got no time for no sound bad show. Can we
at least cash out him and get his head up?
We want to discuss how Jada Box is.
Yeah, that's all.
Will, hear me out. Respect your big dog. You know what I mean? But
some things you gotta know.
Like the now that the cat is out of the bag.
Yeah.
We're just gonna have to like we need to know it all at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
and plus Jamie Foxx a better actor than you.
I just feel like he got the power to cancel this.
I got a question. Yeah, so, you say that, but what's Jamie Foxx's big movie?
Oh, he got one coming out. He playing Mike Tyson.
It was Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
Ray and Ali cancel each other out.
He was in Ali, too.
But he was in Ali. He wasn't Ali.
So you said cancel? Then he got Django over, bro.
Django was probably Boondocks.
Hancock.
Hancock
cancels it.
Or the don't disrespect Hancock. Yeah. Oh, anytime we got called niggas in that movie, don't do that.
What's the other one?
But he don't got a Bad Boys. Booty he don't call. Got a Bad Boys too.
Hitch cancels Booty Call.
You think so? I'll take Booty Call of Hitch.
That's because it's an old classic. Movie. Yeah, it's an old classic. It was a Negro, you know, film.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Law
Abiding Citizen.
With Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
That's fire. Independence Day.
Come on, let's be real. No.
Independence Day was fire.
It was okay.
I don't like the aliens, but Men in Black 1 was tough.
Men in Black, so he got two series where it's like classic. Jamie just do good.
Then you gotta do like Pursuit of Happiness.
Jamie Foxx show over Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Will can't see.
Easily.
Huh?
Will can't sing.
And he's not as funny as Jamie either.
He can rap, though. Shit. Can't slap.
It ain't the same. It's not the same.
Jamie sings better than Will.
Jamie
raps.
Can do impersonations and Will can beatbox. Can't slap. They the same nigga.
That ain't that, bro.
It might be.
I don't know who's better, though.
I personally would take Jamie over.
Jamie's funnier.
Yeah, by sure. Far. By
it's
far,
not even yeah. Close, yeah.
Carlton was funnier than Will in Fresh Prince.
I think
they wrote him funny.
Jeffrey was funnier than Will. Will was probably the third funniest.
Uncle Phil.
Nah,
Uncle Phil was funnier than Will was.
Jazz was the funniest nigga on the show.
And he was only up there 8 episodes.
He was up there almost every episode for 10 seconds.
Yeah, getting thrown out the door.
Yeah, I mean, all seasons combined, 2 full episodes. You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, that's how you hear every episode. Like, yeah. That's how we
just start throwing you out. We keep pulling up the goddamn live while we're recording.
Yeah,
I'm done.
You would have.
Because to be real, that's Uncle Phil.
Ain't you a baby boomer? I thought cell phones was like a millennial problem, like my problem.
Yeah. And you call him a baby boomer?
Like, he like the youngest of the baby boomers, though. Yeah. Like, you 45.
Yeah.
Same shit. Yeah. Same. It's baby boomers and then Generation X, I think it was.
I don't know. I just knew baby boomers was old.
I just had this combo the other day.
Gen Z.
Yeah, Generation Z is these weird niggas.
Triple X. Never mind.
Extension.
Oh, RIP. We just listened to this song. It's George Fire.
It was. Chill.
Yeah. But niggas killed X and let Zimmerman live. But anyway, whatever.
They scared of him.
Ain't dead yet.
They scared of him.
Roddy put 150 on his head and he's still living. What's wrong with them niggas in Florida? They broke too, so they need to do something about that.
What Trick Daddy doing? I know he ain't worth 150.
He jerking chicken.
Yeah, he jerking chicken.
He cooking oxtail.
Yeah, he cooking oxtail. I got his fat little nephew tasting it.
I just know he ain't. I know he ain't worth 150.
He said, "All it needs is a little salt." Man, that's what I'm saying. 150K. All you gotta do is kill Zimmerman with a mask on and not get caught. I've been watching Sons of Anarchy for the last 2 weeks. Many crimes they committed and got away with.
First of all, Kim Kardashian to get you out of jail.
Exactly.
100%.
And Kanye Kardashian West to get you out of jail. We ain't going nowhere.
It's cool. And they beefing?
Yeah, they beefing. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They'll be back cool by the time we get on the Rock Nation brush. You know what they say?
We not going. Like,
never.
You know what it is?
We might get to like the Breakfast Club, maybe.
If this bitch Megan Thee Stallion can go to the Rock Nation brunch, we can be able to
from Houston.
I don't give a fuck. If she on one more goddamn song.
Yeah, Beyonce from Houston.
Somebody said that Megan Thee Stallion sound like a dude trying to sound like a girl.
She looked like a nigga trying to be a girl too.
Yeah.
You'll hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 98% of males will fuck Megan Thee Stallion. I'm gonna have to find out she a man. Like, I don't. I'm gonna have to find out personally.
Like, you have to touch dick first.
Yeah.
Too late.
And at that point, I'm all in.
If I get that far. Take it for a ride.
He's a savage.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I mean, listen. All right, MJ.
Like, hear me out. Go ahead and tell me. Hear me out.
When I say this, right? Oh, man. Like, see your business, though. See your business. Like, let's say, MJ, come on, man. Hear me out. Let's say you somehow end up in a hotel room with Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. Y'all both take charge, get in the bed. You start cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dick. What you going to do?
We're going to have to scrap. She might win.
What the fuck?
Yo, what the?
Shit. I'm there now. Shit.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it said, no. She's great. Anyway. Y'all wild.
Yeah, what
is voice sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Oh man. All right. Wild, what's next? Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about
out of control.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it. It's crazy how you can know the political affiliation of a person by whether or not they have a mask on. That's what this country is down to.
It's like 70% of them, well, I'll say maybe 80% of them are Trump supporters if they don't wear a mask, no matter what the mandate of the state they live in or anything. The other one is, the other 20% is niggas who just don't care about the law.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Sometimes I think it's so contradicting. So it is contradicting that conservatives are all about civil liberties, but they're conservatives.
Explain.
Like, as far as, you know, their thing is, I should have the liberty to, you know, have all these particular freedoms. Mm-hmm. Right? But you still consider yourself a conservative. Like, by definition, what is a conservative? You keep shit one way.
Yeah.
Right? I'm too drunk to answer.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Conservative, you keep shit one way.
Yeah.
You know, you have reservations about a lot of shit.
Right.
So that's where I kind of like, all right, y'all, come on, make up your mind here. Like, what are we doing? Like,
did I tell you about the white bitch that came in like last week?
No.
So we had the mask mandate at work, and way ours work is, for one, in Raleigh, you have to wear a mask everywhere. Sidewalk, parking lot, if you're not at home, you have to wear a mask. And she comes in with no mask on, so they tell us if they don't want to wear a mask, you can help them outside. Mm-hmm. If not, they can go on the fuck. So She didn't want to wear a mask, and my coworker helped her outside. She tried to say the reason why she didn't want to wear a mask is because of her religion. Mind you talking about a pasty white bitch, like, talking about some she don't want to wear a mask because of her religion. So after about 30 minutes sitting outside in 95 degree heat, she was like, I'm going to be honest with you, she told my coworker this. The reason I didn't want to wear a mask is because I just didn't want to. And I just feel like it's against my rights to have to wear a mask in the store. And so my coworker offered to give her one just so she could come in the store. But it just spoke to white privilege that the fact that she felt like she didn't have to adhere to rules because
she didn't want to.
But there's a whole, it was a citywide, now it's a statewide mandate, you have to wear it in public no matter where you're at. And then you look at these people who don't wear masks in public and you look at them like, yep, that's one of them. You know what I mean? That's one of them. I hope all of them get COVID and mixed babies. I'm telling you,
they gonna all have COVID in Alabama.
Oh yeah, easily.
They had a party.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
Them niggas said they sold money for the tickets, and whoever catch it first get the payout.
They sold money for the tickets.
So like they had parties and they sold like tickets at the party for the raffle.
You drunk?
Yeah, no, for real. Like
niggas say they sold money.
Oh yeah, they sold tickets. For money.
Right.
And then
whoever catch COVID first.
Get the payout. Is it really worth it? Like death maybe? You know what I mean? I know everybody who get COVID don't die.
How much is it?
Probably.
How much we talk?
I really don't feel like a party would do more than maybe $1,000 at best. If that. I don't even think that's that much.
Shit. 1,000? 2 weeks off work? Nah,
you make more than $1,000 in 2 weeks.
Right, but I still get paid though.
Because you make like $3,000 every 2 weeks.
This is Chitty Chad coming
in. And this is after tax.
Net.
That's net.
I wish.
That's net pay.
And then you tell him what you make. You said 105.
I ain't never told you that. That's my temperature.
Get the fuck. Hey, go on now.
Like, I never told you that.
Oh, shit. There is also a second virus, allegedly.
I see there's a new strain of corona coming from Europe here, too. Y'all,
I seen that one.
What happened to the murder hornets?
You talking about what happened? I'm glad they never came. The fuck?
They said they were in Washington. Like Washington State. Yeah, Washington State.
It was like two of them, bro. They better leave me a fuck alone.
That's fine. Like, I'd rather that happen than them shit but just
formed. Apparently, there's a second potential human-like pandemic of a virus.
I'm a sexy nigga, bro.
From what?
I just looked at myself like,
I almost ended this, bitch.
Hey, shit.
But, so I'm on Twitter the other day, and like, this nigga Trump is so fucking funny. It's like 3 something in the morning, and this nigga tweets like, "I'm just sitting here, just thinking, you know." I'm just sitting here thinking.
Yeah,
and he's like about this whole virus shit. Cause you know, I mean, bruh, being the president, you're getting blamed for this shit. So he probably just, you know, so fucking stressed out, whatever. I don't really give a fuck. But the nigga was like, and the more I think about it, the more pissed off I get at China for starting this shit. You know what I mean? Like, just bashing China, like, fuck China, man. God damn, you got me in this bullshit.
I feel like he blamed everybody for everything and not himself.
I mean, what? He can't be blamed for coronavirus.
No, I just say, but he.
We can blame him. We can cast judgment on the way he's handled it initially.
Yeah,
I mean, you can really talk about how he want to handle it now. Like I said earlier, this man said, "You want the corona numbers to go down? Let's just stop testing."
Yeah, and he about to end the funding for it too.
But like we said, bro, you'll never have an STD if you don't get tested. Remember that.
Is it
there? No, we got a lot of time.
Man. Oh, shit. I was like, this got to go. Like, what? That's really how you feel?
It's a lot of facts in that statement.
You just bleeding and burning.
it's just an itch from sweat, bro. It's the summertime. You get hot.
You're a hypochondriac. You think you might have something.
Yeah, it's all mental.
It's all mental? Something wrong with y'all niggas, man.
None of this shit real.
I can attest. I'm like,
hey, this Chizzy Chan. I ain't introduced myself in about six goddamn weeks. Yeah. This Chizzy Chan coming again to you live.
This is, bro, we made it 65 weeks.
It's been more than 65 weeks.
It has.
But I'm saying, but it's 65 episodes.
People don't know how many failed episodes we have. Like,
well, usually in those failed episodes, we turn right around and read.
Sometimes even the next fucking day.
Yeah, like, hey, we got to do it again. Boom, next day. But 65 episodes, let's just say 72 weeks of this. And, you know, we sacrificed a lot. Like, right now, we sacrifice not having black, even though we gotten used to it. But, like, we made this plan at, what, 5 o'clock?
Yeah,
it's recording tonight.
Yeah,
and this is stressful, bro.
It is
trying to share this shit. Nobody like and share. Fuck y'all, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. We only got like 3 people that be retweeting, but we be getting listeners though.
That's all that matters to me. I'm playing about the fuck y'all.
Y'all saw that one white lady, that random white lady that retweeted the podcast earlier this week. Not retweeted, shared the podcast from the page.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
I did not.
I thought it was a setup.
I know what happened. I forgot. I put out an ad on Facebook. And they gave me $15 to do it, so I did it. My bad. I forgot. Like,
I said, this is a setup. I said, they coming to get us.
They coming to get us. I swear to God, I forgot all about that ad.
Well, what's crazy, you know what's crazy? I dead ass laughed the other day because, like, did we ever discuss the shit that, what's that copying bitch name?
Crunch.
No, not Crunch.
B. Simone.
Shit, the same, yeah. B. Simone. So, you know, she was getting drugged for, you know, she addressed the LGBT as the lettuce, bacon, tomato people.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
They pulled up an old podcast of hers from like 2017, and she said.
But she's also, my thing is, she's also a comedian, you know.
She's not.
It was just the wrong time, bro.
Yeah, she was just already in like a heap of shit. And people just kicked her while she was down. Yeah. Like,
that's what happens when they dig up stuff like
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's so, why we doing.
We're
fucked. Yeah, we're done. We got 65 whole weeks of this.
I've never been to Bonefish Grill, and I might not be able to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You literally said it, and it was episode 15.
Bro, you remember it exactly.
Too yeah, funny it to was me. It went also on Saturday night. It was like 5 a.m. in something. Because it was with Rod. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Then
great episode.
D-Black, his Tiger Woods apology.
Yeah. We really have no problem with it. Let's start this off. We have no problem with the LGBT community at all. I have gay friends. Chad might have gay friends.
Your sister gay.
My sister's gay. Like, you know.
Stole
on. Co-host.
Like,
as a part of the community.
Yeah, D-Black. He a Q.
He queer. Right. But now, some serious shit. We do not have a problem. We make jokes. We're comedians. Like, we are. Like, you might not classify us as that, but we are. We really are. We just, everything is funny to us. We don't mean to ruffle any feathers. I'm talking about the bitch from City Girls. Anyway,
Lil Uzi did her dirty.
Did he really?
Yeah. But how did she end up with Lil Uzi Vert, though?
The same community. Same shit. He don't like me. He like me, and I don't care what nobody say. He like me. You don't think so? You don't think he'll come out in like 20, let's say 2032 and be like, you know what? I was the first.
Ain't he Generation Z?
He like the Brett. The Brett tried to come out.
How old is he?
He's early 20s.
Because I remember, like, Brittany Renner was... Is it Brittany Renner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like, she wanted him.
I don't get it. Is it because he, like, Prince? Nah, they, like, what they call it?
Ambiguous?
They don't want that. They had a whole word for him. I don't know. Not misogynistic. No. Either way. Like, you know, they just had that feel about him and... Like, bitches love Prince back in the day. It's the same shit with Lil Uzi. Lil purple hair nigga that move his shoulders like this. Yeah, they love that shit. So, anyway. No, either way, don't come for us in 5 years if we make it and be like, hey, y'all got problem gay
people. It's you.
It's me.
And that and Black.
It's you.
It's you. It's going to be that one comment you made. You the one that should be apologizing right
the
now.
The grill? What? Don't even repeat what I said.
Okay.
I don't think I said it. Whatever it is. I go delete all these episodes. On Apple right now. The day I see us get like 5,000 retweets on Twitter is the day I go clean up Apple. Like,
somebody go screen record it by the end. Like,
yeah, I'm going to go clean up Apple Podcast.
I already wake up and I be having like 9 notifications on Facebook. I'm like, yep, my dick on the internet. My dick on the internet.
This the one.
Yeah, this the one. My dick on the internet. Yep. Mm-hmm. I lost. I'm over. Like, anyway. Sorry, bro.
Sorry.
What else happened this week?
NBA starting back, bro.
Yeah, July 30th.
But they keep getting positive tests.
Everybody.
Yeah. Like, even for, like, I seen a report that said NFL preseason.
Androgynous. That was the name of the word. I'm sorry.
Androgynous?
Yeah, that's
who
like.
Who the fuck said that? Who said that?
Somebody named Devontae Brown.
Okay. Yeah, why he so smart? Who the fuck thought of androgynous?
I knew it was a word. I just couldn't think of it.
You didn't know that word.
I did know it, yeah. I remember because of the Prince episode on Chappelle's show.
He was about to say Angie Avenue. Like you,
Angela Yee.
Angela McGee.
Angela Goodgood.
Androgynous. That is a very nice word I'm going to have to add to.
But yeah, that's what they call like niggas like Prince. They had their ass out with chaps and shit. Yeah.
So Prince won't gay. I thought that was like metrosexual.
That's what we call it.
Like your boy.
Who?
Huh?
Boy who?
Wait, what?
Oh, you talking about
that? Talking about this.
But no, metrosexual is just you like to keep up with yourself and shit like that. Most men at this point are. Except me. Look at me. Like, I look dusty. You do too. Like, like, actually, all three of us do.
But it's the fitted for everything.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, y'all feeling like you just got done playing a 9-inning game. Like, but anyway, they keep having positive tests in the NBA, and it's not like low level niggas. Like Spencer Dinwiddie had it. Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets has it. Jabari Parker, I mean, he doesn't really matter anymore, but he has it. It's like, I think 16 cases out of the 300 that they've. But it's still like one of the things that's kind of worse.
Okay. Yeah, like I was seeing like the NFL preseason, they're trying to get that rolling. And like teams under normal circumstances, it would be 90 players. Like some teams have cut to 80. So like some niggas ain't even going to get a chance.
Yeah, they already cut two games.
And then a lot of teams are also going to 75. So that's, I mean, on a small scale, yeah, you know, 15 players, that ain't shit. But it really is like.
That's somebody's life.
That's make or break for a nigga.
And then, like I said, they took two games away. Because, you know, it used to
be. That's also make and break for the other 30 niggas that ain't gonna make it.
Right, because you talking about these have those, like that first game, that's where you got most of your playing time. Mm-hmm. And that second game, them niggas play like, I think one, first game they played one drive, second game they played one quarter maybe, third game they played a whole half.
Oh, yeah.
So, now they probably, them niggas is probably gonna play one quarter the first game, the first half, the second game. That's
regular
playing
season.
Time, yeah. That's a lot of playing time you're missing. So he already got virtual camp, so you're not even in the eye of the coach.
Niggas doing Tybo?
They're like, who number is 919? They're like, it's me, sir. Who is you? Like,
so, yeah. So does the Patriots win a ring this year?
Yeah, they'll be a playoff team. They'll
make the
playoff. Signing Cam Newton was a, which I kind of felt like that was the only team that was going to sign him. That's the only team that needed a quarterback, for real.
So, if they make it deep in the playoffs, is it Belichick?
Yeah. But
right now, do you think it was Belichick or Tom?
Belichick.
It's Belichick.
So, where do you think the Tampa Bay Bucks will end up?
10-6 or 11-5.
How far in the playoffs?
They'll make the second round again.
So, is it Tom or is it Belichick?
It's Belichick, but Tom went to a great situation in Tampa
and,
Bay.
And they're trying to... And they're trying to get your boy.
Antonio.
Yeah.
Imagine them two big-ass niggas on the... imagine them two big-ass niggas on the outside and Antonio in the slot. They gonna eat niggas the fuck up. Don't get me wrong. Tom is great. But Belichick carried those teams, bro. They beat the Rams, what, 16-6 the other year? And Tom had, like, 98 yards or some shit. No, I think he had more than that. Yeah, y'all nigga had 98 yards.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's Bill. They probably could have still won 10 games with the white boy that they had.
He won 10 games with Matt Castle.
11 games.
11
games. And they missed the playoffs, but they won 11 games with Matt Castle. Shit, they went 3-1 the other year when Tom had to sit in four games.
With Garoppolo.
Garoppolo and Jacoby.
So.
And we saw what Jacoby been doing in Indianapolis. Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
Jimmy made a Super Bowl, though. But he also had great coaching, too. So, and a great defense. But yeah, but he also got Cam Newton, which at the most disrespectful rate he probably could. He signed that nigga for like $4 million and what, 7.5 in escalators if he hit his marks. Mr. Trubisky making like $12 million this year.
Why is he in the NFL?
Shit, nigga.
Is he the worst quarterback in the NFL?
Trubisky?
Yeah.
I still think Gardner Minshew is. I don't care if he do got jean shorts. I still think he's the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Oh my god.
It's between him and Matt Schaub. Niggas didn't even know he was still in the league, didn't
No. Why? No. He in the Texans?
Nah, he the backup in Atlanta. Been there. He been there ever since he got shipped off from Houston.
How much longer does Matt Ryan have?
Quarterbacks last a long time. Like, it's three niggas in the NFL now over 40 years old.
How old is Matt Ryan? 36?
I don't even think he that old. Mm-mm. He may be 34 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
about 30.
I feel like this would be his last year in Atlanta if he don't do something.
No, I don't think it's him. I think it's the coach last year to let him do something. They keep putting bad shit around him. That defense trash. They got you in the middle. Me and linebacker, him and safety. And like I wonder why they can't stop
nobody. That's 12 games right there. We done won 12 games right there.
Stop in the middle. Nah, cause once they get outside, it's over. I ain't getting there. That, but Cam deserves better.
See, left in the flats.
Man. Yeah, easily. Yeah, but like Cam Newton is the most one of the most disrespected people ever in the NFL. Nobody respects him for some reason. Like black people, I'm talking about like by white people, basically. Like,
why is this about race?
It is. Everything think about is. It. Think about it. Do you think? Think about this now. Niggas would rather go get what's the other white Johnny Manziel out of retirement or out of obscurity,
out of punishment
before they go get Cam.
The bad part,
niggas was calling Johnny Manziel like, yeah, you still trying to play football? And Cam been sitting on the streets for like what, 2 or 3 months now. Mm-hmm. That's why it's about race. You know what I'm saying? The Bears, knowing they had Mr. Trubisky fucking up, went and traded for a nigga who was making $21 million a year that just sucked and got his spot taken by a six-round quarterback. They traded for that nigga than rather go sign Cam for $10 million. Half of what the nigga made. That's why it's about race. You know what I'm saying?
About the same thing they did.
Nick who? Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Same shit.
They went and got Jay Cutler.
Then we ain't got Jay Cutler out of retirement. Y'all went and got Jay Cutler out of retirement.
I thought we was going to get Colin.
Everybody expected them to go get Colin.
Yeah. At that point,
Jay Cutler was fishing.
Yeah.
You want to make some money?
On a reality show and by the way for Fox. They said he was trash in that booth shit. Trash. They said, we'll give you $5 million to be quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. So, he knew he was about to get fired.
He retired again?
Yeah,
that, no choice.
Yeah, that nigga was.
We needed him for 1 year and 1 year only.
And that was bad. But that's what I'm saying. But that's why it's about race. They'd rather go get the white man who doesn't cause a stir than get a highly capable.
Then why would they call Manziel?
That's the thing. Because he's white. It's white privilege, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not good. I knew it when he came out of college. He wasn't good.
I ain't never liked Manziel.
Niggas is getting, like, bro, Nick Foles makes $21 million a year off a Super Bowl run he did 3 years ago.
He didn't even do it.
And he didn't even do it. He beat Tom Brady, sure, but that team was stacked other than him. That Eagles team was good. He just happened to have a good run in the playoffs, won games. He gets 4 years, $88 million, $22 million a year. I'm sorry.
Him and Carson Wentz.
I still don't think Joe Flacco should have ever been the highest paid quarterback.
Never. It made sense.
At any point in time.
It made sense.
At any point in time.
Do you remember that playoff run?
Like, because I'm comparing the Nick Foles situation. Even though Flacco went further, I'm still comparing. It's almost the same situation.
It is. But it was good timing. Nick didn't have good timing.
Like, remember, Joe was the first nigga, the first quarterback to get paid fucking $20 million a fucking year.
Right.
This was what?
2011, yeah.
Yeah, 7, 8 years ago? Yeah. Like, 7, 8 years ago as a quarterback making fucking $20 million a fucking year, like, it was everybody's jaws dropped when they seen that shit come across ESPN.
That's how the quarterback
niggas was like,
Flacco?
Joe?
I watched that playoff run. I said, damn. You know who he beat, though? A highly capable quarterback who can't get a job. And he almost pulled off one of the greatest comebacks I ever seen, too. Niggas' lights went out and then he almost came back.
Mm-hmm.
Collins was a great quarterback at one point. And then they just took his career away. All because he had a fro.
I reference your boy a lot, but did y'all see what Trump said about Colin Kaepernick?
No, what'd you say?
He said, the reporter asked him, do you think Colin Kaepernick should get a shot at, you know, getting back in the NFL?
I seen this.
This nigga said, yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? Nigga said, the problem is not him kneeling. The problem is he sucked. He said, first year, awesome, great. Second year, good, but slow decline. Third year, garbage. They got him out of the NFL because he was garbage. But if he's worked out, he's put in the time, do all this, you know, he deserves a workout. And if he's good, you know, he should get a spot on the team. Like, You saw that shit, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, this nigga
shut
Trump.
The fuck up. Yeah. I, at this point, he is like
a comedian.
Yeah, he is a comedian. I do feel like, I hate to say this, but I feel like college time is over. I think he need to get up.
What team expressed some interest in him the other day?
I thought they signed him, didn't they?
It was in Minnesota? No, it wasn't Minnesota.
Was it the Jets? I thought the Jets signed him.
Yeah, anyway.
Signed? Nobody signed Kyler. You don't think that would have been made headlines everywhere?
Somebody said Kyler had a great coach. He wasn't a great QB.
Had to be Dale.
Nah, it was Kerry Dwayne Jeter Jr.
Yeah, Kyler was Alex Smith. Like, the 49ers killed quarterbacks.
No, Alex Smith got hurt and Kyler came in and then it was kind of like, you don't think Alex was good after that?
The coach turns the quarterbacks into game managers.
No, Alex just couldn't throw the ball more than 40 yards down the field, so he had to be a game manager.
Why you think
they got Pat Mahomes? Because Pat Mahomes could throw the ball 90 yards down the field to hit Tyreek in the chest. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, because you don't think Alex Smith was good after? You don't think he was good in the camp?
No, he was fucking.
They win 11 games every year.
He was.
Yeah, he does win games, but.
He ain't gonna win you that shit.
He ain't gonna win you nothing.
Mm-hmm. That was the word I'm looking for. Like, he was.
He was a game manager.
Like, he was stuck in that, like, mindset. Or stuck at that particular skill level.
Do you realize they picked him over Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers went like 24.
Yeah. And because they didn't pick Aaron Rodgers, he dropped all the way to 24.
Yo, Aaron Rodgers snatched the jersey on this thing.
Yeah, bro.
He was pissed.
I remember watching that. Jason Campbell got picked over him. You know who Jason Campbell is?
Mm-hmm. Auburn.
Exactly. I mean, I was asking him because he was probably like 8 when that happened. But like, yeah. Jason Campbell was maybe, at best, a serviceable backup. He was great in Auburn, but he had two great running backs.
They went
2 and 3 in that same draft, matter of fact.
His team was awesome.
Yeah.
The entire team.
Exactly. And he went above Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith.
Where he at now?
On this podcast next week. Jason Campbell, come on
up here,
you ain't
dog.
Doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Final question. I'm gonna make y'all uncomfortable a little bit.
I'm warning.
What?
I'm sorry, bro.
What's wrong with you, boy?
I told you. I told you.
So, MJ, I'm gonna pose this question to
this
you.
This is about to be ignorant.
No, because you're a little bit more level-headed than this one. so let's use a city like Atlanta, and I think I like made mention of this on a prior episode, but just to go very slightly deeper, a city like Atlanta that has had the Democratic representation on a local level, you know, and Gina may be on this shit for the last however many years consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, let's say 50 years. And you're having, remember I said on one episode, how does a city like Atlanta, you know, a Democratic city like Atlanta have Republican issues?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the last 50 years, you've been having these same issues, at what point
do you change?
Do you make a, you know what? For the last 50 years, this shit ain't been working. Let me do this. How do you feel about that? What would you do?
Me?
Yes.
You know, first of all, I don't even believe in politics. But as a...
Do you believe in anything?
I don't believe in... Like, bruh, let's be real here about politics. What has changed between each and every president for black people? Nothing. Nothing.
We're still complaining about the same shit, right?
Exactly. So I don't believe... You're going to vote for, say you switch to Republican. They're going to have the issues
and that,
still.
To piggyback off you, MJ, that's kind of what I hate. People acting like this shit started 3.5 years ago.
No, it's been forever.
I know. It's not that. The problem is him becoming president has magnified.
Added fuel to the fire.
It's added fuel. Yeah. And it's magnified. It's pretty much put these races on the forefront. Like, hey...
He made them cocky.
Yeah, he made them real cocky.
A lot of them been getting the piss beat out of.
Bro, like I said the other day,
it's way too many videos.
It's way too many videos.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that many Karen and Kevin videos.
It should be a lot more. It should be a lot more mug shots out.
A lot more, bro. Yeah. One bitch pulled a gun on the bitch in a van.
And she ain't use it.
No.
So you know what that means.
Y'all seen that couple too that had their guns pointed at protesters? Yeah. Peaceful protesters. But either way, let's get back to the question. What would you do, MJ? What's the definition of insanity?
Continue doing the same thing and it's going to change.
Doing the same thing over and over every 2 years.
Expecting results.
Every four years. Doing the same shit over and over again, expecting different results.
So let's try something else.
So, my black brothers and sisters, like, I'm just asking. At what point do you say, obviously, this ain't working? Maybe voting the other way, especially on the local level, since that's a 2-year term. You know, maybe not on the big level, 4 years. You give a nigga a 2-year shot to see what could potentially change in your favor. Because, like I said, you keep voting the same way over and over and over and over again. You're having the same issues. You're talking about the same shit every council meeting. It's the same fucking problems. Mm-hmm. And these people are promising, you know, the agenda that appeases you every election season. And you get suckered right back into it. And you're like, yeah, I gotta go this way. You know, these my peoples over here. The folk them over here. But then 3 weeks after the election, not even that. Let's give it time. 6 months after the election and they get put in office again, it's a replay of the same issues, the same systemic oppressions. You know, nothing is changing. The mayor is ahead of the police departments in every city.
Mm-hmm. And yet, we'll look into it.
You are the police in chief, the commander in chief. Like, you make the decisions that will affect or have a positive effect on your people. So I challenge my black people to just pause and consider. I'm not asking you to make a change, but just pause and consider for a moment. If for the last however many years you've been voting for a particular, you know, party, and they're pushing an agenda that appeases you each time, and yet you've still seen no change, pause and consider. At what point do you think otherwise? Because at this point, it's true. What do you have to lose?
You're going to start becoming desperate. And
what do you have to lose? It ain't going right this way. You've been doing this for 50 years. If you do this over here for 2 years, what do you have to lose?
You know what the issue is? We only take voting on the every 4 year level serious. So we take the presidential election series, but we don't take the house
local
and
government,
the local or the house.
The shit that whatever city limit you live in is going to directly affect you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they don't take that serious. We don't take the house and the senate serious, because when we don't take that serious, that gives the president no power.
Yeah, you know why? Because in grade school, they barely brushed over that shit.
Right, exactly.
They skimmed right over it.
And then not only that,
what the fuck did we learn in grade school?
What did we learn in school, period?
Good question.
We got a dusty-ass degree. I was telling somebody the other day. I told my coworker the other day. I said, Chad has a degree in aviation science. Can you see that nigga fly the fucking plane? That shit just going to tailspin. No. Just lean.
Hey, what's the...
Thank God the engines and the wings. We're trying to balance it out a little bit.
Can you do air traffic controller?
I can. Like, it would be a very easy transition for
me. I know it's PE, but with concentration in what?
Education.
It is education? Mm-hmm. Exactly. My degree is in sports communications.
You call people.
Fuck that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the education system is trash. So we don't learn
all
this stuff.
All systems are trash.
Yeah.
Like, you need to tear it down and start.
We've seen enough TV shows to know that, the reason these politicians get in, they promise you all this and then get into situations where they can't do anything they promise because they get in the office and then take the money of these people who are trying to influence decisions.
It's not the people, it's the system.
It's the system. You telling me if I win mayor of Raleigh or Durham and these motherfuckers came in and offered me $50,000 to go do some shit, I won't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a goddamn lie. That's what I'm saying. Politics, like you said, I get why he feels that way.
Yeah. Do you know when Roy Cooper was going from attorney general Because he was the Attorney General in North Carolina when they were trying to push that whole HB2 shit. The mm-hmm. you know,
somebody said you could fit a co-pilot in your voice.
I'm sorry. It's gonna be a 787. Big body.
Big cockpit.
Big cockpit. Big body. But what the fuck was I about to say? What was I saying?
Attorney General.
Yeah. When Roy Cooper was, so he was the Attorney General when North Carolina was pushing the HB2 shit, pretty much saying that MJ could go use the same bathroom as your daughter, right? If he wanted, if he identified as a woman.
But he couldn't.
He could.
I thought it was he couldn't.
No, he couldn't. He could. Liberals, Democrat, think they're pro-gay, pro-homosexual. So this is what they pushed.
Inclusive.
Right.
Okay. No, you're saying he could, right?
Yeah, no, he could.
No, bro, it was the opposite.
No.
Listen, because the reason why I say that,
All-Star game.
They took the All-Star game away because they wouldn't let people choose the bathroom they wanted. Yeah,
but I'm saying
HB2.
No. All I'm saying is Roy Cooper was the one pushing it. Gotcha. Like he was fighting for it. Gotcha. So when he became, or when he campaigned to be the governor of the state,
nobody gave a fuck about it, is what you're saying.
When he campaigned to be the governor of the state, like, I was just piggybacking off what you said. All of his financial backing came from out of state. Mm-hmm. A lot of it came from out of the country. What does that tell you?
Somebody else runs this.
They said Russia won the election from Russia. So.
Joseph Epstein's girlfriend just got locked up on sex trafficking by the FBI. Good night.